Well, we all went up out in the yard.
In the yard, is there a building there you might keep?
Yeah, we had what's called chicken house.
Mm-hmm. Now, say you had just a place for them to run under out of the rain or something, or maybe one for a setting hen. What would you, did you ever have that? Or a small little cage like that?
Hen nest?
No. Did you ever have a cage that you keep with little biddies in or anything?
We had what's called a biddy coop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, well, just for keeping the little biddies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, when you eat chicken, the piece that you pull apart like that, what do you call that? You know, you can tear apart like this, and it's the one that say, you know, you have a superstition with, you hope you get the bigger piece and your wish comes, what do you call that?
Pulley bone.
Yeah, pulley bone. Mm-hmm. You, is that, people still use that superstition about
it? Yeah.
Well, how does that superstition go?
I just don't know. I never paid no attention to it. But they show young, teenage young is bad at that. They want to pull the bone. One gets the shortest piece. They're married first, and this, that, and there ain't nothing to it.
We mentioned the call of a pig. You know, you want the pig to scatter. How you call it? How would you go about it? Calling the chickens when you want to feed them yellow.
Mm-hmm. Well, some folks will call them biddy, 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 and some something else.
What if you want to let them scatter?
Scatter?
Yeah.
You call a shoe.
How would you go about calling the cows in, say, to get them in from the pasture?
Well, you just had to make a noise, and some folks have different things.
What's some of the noises you've heard?
The biggest part of the people blow a car horn or a truck horn.
Hmm.
And they'll come to it.
Hmm. What if you wanted to make a cow stand still during milking? How would you? What would you?
You tell a saw.
Saw, yeah.
Yeah.
And what about calling a cat? You got to call for a cat.
You just say, suitcase, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what about the mule? Say you want to make a mule turn left. What do you say to him?
Tell him, haw. Oh.
What about right?
Gee.
Yeah.
I about forgot.
And what about a call? Say you want to get a horse in from pasture. How would you call him?
No. We'd have to lead out.
Yeah, lead him.
We'd drive him.
Say you're driving your horse and you want to urge him on, what'd you say to him?
You cluck to him, get up.
Yeah, and what about you want to stop him?
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all ever keep any sheep on your farm?
We had a few.
Did you ever know of any calls to them to get them?
No, they're hard to manage.
Mm-hmm.
If one goes, the whole bunch is going.
Mm-hmm. Before you get up, a mule ready to plow, what do you have to do to him?
Well, we can always curd him, brush him up.
And what'd you have to?
Put a bridle on him, put the bits in his mouth, and dress him up, put the harness on him, and you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. And what'd you use to hold them?
Line.
Yeah, if you were riding a horse, what would you be holding?
Line.
People ever call it reins?
Reins.
But they both mean about the same.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. And talking about the horses, a mule, say you wanted to hitch one of them up to a buggy, what would you have to back him in?
To the shed, back him between the shed.
And say you had a, what's the thing that you hook them up to there in the back? Let's see. You know, let's see, I'll... If I can remember what I wanted to ask you here. Say you were, you know, hooking your horse up there, and what's that thing that was in the back that you...
Swing a tree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What if you had